Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is the Savior of sinners, the Redeemer of man. Man lost his position with the Lord during the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. And the cross is the place where man is brought together, brought back to the Lord, and he's brought so by faith. Those who died on the other side of the cross were reconciled unto God through faith in the day when God would give the ultimate offering. And we today, on this side of the cross, look back to that day when he did give himself as an offering and payment for sin. And indeed, we have been accepted in the Beloved. We are saved by the grace of God and kept by the power of the Lord. And so the Christian today is saved the very same way that the Christians were saved before the cross, saved in Moses' day by faith. There is no salvation apart from faith in the Lord. As we mentioned before, those who feel as though they've kept the law and are going to be saved by the law are simply deceived, led astray in thinking that they are kept, that they can keep the law. You can't break one part and think that you are all right. It is God's law. You offend the Lord. You become less than righteous when you sin against God. And only righteousness will make one into right standing with God. And Christ Jesus is our righteousness. He is our righteousness. He is our peace. He is our sanctification. And we are accepted into God's family based upon what Christ Jesus the Lord himself did. Indeed, we declare this message. We proclaim God's truth, letting all know that there is but one way to God, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus is the only Savior of the world. And I'm sure someone will say, but how can you say that? What makes you think that you're right and everybody else is wrong? Well, what are you trusting in? You say you're not trusting in anything or anyone. You say, but it just sounds so foolish to think that there is just but one way. Well, there is but one Savior. There is but one who arose from the dead and showed himself openly. He showed himself openly to those who had believed in him, and at one time he appeared unto more than 500 brethren at once. They had seen him before he died. They recognized him as the one who had died, and they fellowshiped with him after he had died. He talked with them, and we today. I don't have any question in my mind about Christ Jesus the Lord rising from the dead, that he is risen from the dead. There is a personal relationship. There's a personal walk with God. There's a personal relationship that he has established with me, a sinner. And it is his blood that has cleansed my sin and made me accepted into God's family. And how do I know about him? I read about him in the Word, and I believed his message. This message, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so the Lord is not keeping some out and accepting only others. He is not willing that any should perish. And so don't blame God if you're not saved. Receive his Son and you will be saved. Your rebel heart tells you not to. Satan deceives you into rejecting this salvation. Won't you repent of your sin and accept Christ today and be born again? Heavenly Father, we do pray that someone will be saved today through faith in Christ. Amen. Now today, let's go ahead and look again in the book of Genesis, chapter 21, in which we find the man Abraham, that he is now faced with a great choice. And he sees that Sarah is upset with Hagar's son, Ishmael, because Ishmael is mocking Sarah's son, Isaac, right after he had been weaned, or I don't know if it was directly right away, but she saw him out there mocking her son. And as we ended the last program, we were telling you that that does not go well with any mother to see any big boy picking on her baby son, her baby boy, and her own child. Ishmael was Abraham's son. Isaac was Abraham's son. Ishmael was not Sarah's son. He was Hagar's son. And remember, Hagar was the one who had been given to Abraham by Sarah. She gave her handmaid unto Abraham and told him that they were going. She wanted her, Hagar, to raise up a seed unto Abraham. And this brought in many problems. Every time that that second woman come in, the second woman comes into the picture of a marriage, there are problems. We can see this clearly here. The second woman always brings trouble. There is never the Lord made one woman for Adam, and he made one man for Eve. And that's God's plan. The picture is clearly given. And there are problems now are going to be complicated and multiplied, and because now children are involved. And you show me the young men today. There are so many men. I heard of one young man had fathered some 21 illegitimate children, different girls, being deceived. And then so bad about this kind of thing is that the young girls are deceived even further, thinking that they'll be the one that he's going to marry. It's a sad thing to see how people are so deceived in thinking that that's what they ought to be doing. That's what life is all about. And then recently talking with a young man and a young woman, the young woman was saying that she didn't see anything wrong with just, we call it shacking, living together without the bonds of matrimony, without God's blessings upon the marriage. They didn't see anything wrong with it, and didn't see why the Lord would not bless them, thinking that he ought to go ahead and bless them. But God is a holy God, and he has the law. He has established the law that man and woman, husband and wife, with the bonds of matrimony, and that's God's plan and program. Anyway, let's get back on the subject here. And the thing was grievous to Abraham in Abraham's sight in Genesis 21:11, that Sarah was now telling him to get Hagar and Ishmael out of the house, send them away, because it grieved his heart. Ishmael was his son, as we mentioned before. Ishmael was not Sarah's son. And Ishmael was on the scene simply because of a decision that Hagar, that Sarah herself had made. She was the one who came up with the idea, Abraham, go in and father a child by our handmaid Hagar. And then when Hagar saw that she was with child and Sarah was not, then this was something to flaunt in front of this woman. And so she sent her away. She went away from her. Now, the Lord intervenes here to comfort Abraham. It grieved his heart that the Lord said unto Abraham in verse 12, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Now, she had said, she being Sarah, had said that don't let this son of this bondwoman be a part of the inheritance of my family. And this is, I believe, the reason why Ishmael was mocking Isaac, because now the word is out that Isaac is going to be the inheritant, he's going to inherit the firstborn, the seed of the offering or the portion of the firstborn. And so this was not pleasing to him. But the Lord said, don't let this be too grievous in your sight because of the lad and because of this bondwoman. I'm going to bless Isaac. And in Sarah, he said, now listen to all that she says. Here's a case where the Lord is telling this man, your heart is heavy. Your heart has been made heavy by a decision that your wife has brought before you. Don't let this grieve you, but listen to her voice. Now remember that Adam listened to the voice of his wife. Remember that Abraham had listened to the voice of his wife to get Hagar. Abraham now is being told by the Lord, listen to what this wife is saying. She is now, she was at one moment saying one thing and another time saying another thing. And now the Lord is saying, she is seeing clearly now, she is seeing with a mother's heart that she is going to guard her child and look out for the welfare of her child. And so the Lord tells Abraham, and Isaac shall thy seed be called. It's very clear that the Lord is saying, Isaac is going to be the one through whom I will send this blessing, where there are kings and all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed. And Isaac shall thy seed be called. And this, by the way, has brought on that blood hatred that does exist today between the Jews and the Arabs. The Arabs coming from Ishmael's line and the Jews coming from Isaac's line. So this blood hatred that goes on and the bombing and all of that, it's come from this very event that you read about in the book of Genesis chapter 21. And the scriptures go on to tell us, and the Lord says, and also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation. A great nation by the Lord is promised that Ishmael's nation is going to be great. And they are. And in the country of Turkey, there you find many Arabs, because the Lord blesses Abraham, or blesses Ishmael's seed, because Ishmael is the seed of Abraham. Now, again, the Lord lets us know the reason why he is going to bless him. He is thy seed. That's what verse 13 says. I will make a nation of him. He is thy seed. The Lord had promised. And just think of all of the people on the earth who are here because of this. Think again of all of the blood that has been shed because of this particular event in the scriptures. Now, what is going to happen? Abraham rises up early in the morning, verse 14, and he took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Here he has a very difficult task to do. He does not delay in getting it done. He gets up early and he starts out. And that's what we must be. We must stop at this point and continue the next time. Father, we ask for your blessings on the message and the teaching from the Word. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. And until next time, may the Lord our God richly bless you.